You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey guys, Joe here from buildassetsonline.com. And today's video is actually about what happens when you get rejected by high ticket dropshipping suppliers. But I wanted to make a touch on this real quick first. Now, for our students and for people who watch our YouTube channel, some people have said, I love the content that you guys are putting out, but whenever, Joe does a video on his computer, the microphone quality isn't as good as it could be. I mean, but let me tell you guys something. I'm not that tech savvy when it comes to microphones. Like, I thought you could just order one and there would be no problems. But I went through a bunch of different microphones. Like, I have this stupid headset that I got that I thought would be good. I'll show you guys. I don't know, it was supposed to be like a noise-canceling headset, but whenever I'd get a microphone, like I would get a high-quality one, and it would either pick up all the noise in my house, or like pick up my laptop fan, or like I'd plug it in, and it'd make a crazy buzzing sound. So it wouldn't really work the way I wanted to. But there's a point to all this. The point is that, we got started on Build Assets Online before everything was perfect. And actually, that's the recommendation that we make to everyone who's interested in starting online business, is that perfect is the enemy of done. You start and then you course correct later and refine and refine and refine. And that's how you reach a higher level at this. Like, if you delay starting something because, you don't let things slow you down from starting. That's the point of this story, because, if we would have waited to start Build Assets Online, we wouldn't have had any successful students. We wouldn't have had a YouTube channel at all. And, I'd still be testing out microphones, but, kind of through the process of going on a few podcasts and getting in there, recording videos, I finally figured it out. So, you learn stuff from starting. But on to, I really am sorry about, the rant there. I just thought it was kind of a good lesson. So let's get on to the topic. What happens if you get rejected by high ticket dropshipping suppliers? What do you do? And, unfortunately, or fortunately, because it's a barrier to entry, this is kind of a common thing that happens. I mean, most suppliers you call, say you have a list of, 30, maybe you'll get in with 10 of them at the start. But, I mean, that's pretty good. You can still build a very, very successful store off one supplier, never mind 10. But let's talk about what to do when you get rejected and why it happens. So let me move myself here. Let me see if I can move myself. Cool. So why does it actually happen? The suppliers, they're not taking e-commerce dealers at the moment. So with this one, sometimes this is something people say. It's not necessarily always true. They just kind of say it and because maybe they get too many calls or whatever. But this objection can usually be overcome. And if not right away, then it can get overcome in a little down the line. Second reason is they don't think you'd be a good fit. Maybe they see your site, they don't like it. They don't think that, you can sell their products well. Or they don't even understand what you're asking. Like, some suppliers, they're just really small businesses. You say you want to join their wholesale program, explain that, you want to drop ship, blah, blah, blah. You don't always explain, many suppliers have a drop shipping program by default, so you don't have to worry about this normally. But some people, don't actually have like a good wholesale or drop shipping program. So both all these objections can be overcome. The first two can kind of get overcome the same way. So they aren't taking new e-commerce dealers and they don't think you're a good fit. There is a great way to rectify this. So basically what you do is you say, okay, thanks for hearing me out. And then you kind of say, maybe you'll check back in like a month or two. What you do is you work really hard to secure all of their competition. And then you're selling all their competitors' products, and then you call them in a few months and be like, hey, we're selling X, Y, and Z. We're still interested in having you on board. Oh, there's a cha-ching right there. We're still interested in having you on board. And if we think you'd be good because we're doing really good with your competitors. So once that happens, you explain to them there's traffic going to your site and you're missing out. They let you in almost immediately. This is how we got some of our best suppliers that we didn't get right away when we're starting new sites. So the other way is to just ask, you know, is there any way that you would, this would, and maybe you can offer to do like a pre-order or do a trial or take a little bit of inventory. Now those are kind of like little things you can try at first, but the first thing I mentioned of getting the competitors' products, that is kind of the key. That's what you need to do to really, really secure them. The other thing, if they don't understand what you're asking, it's pretty simple. Just say, you know, you're an expert in internet marketing. You're going to list the stuff on your website, get traffic to the website, sell it, and help grow their brand. Really explain the cost, you know, the benefit to them, and they will, you know, hopefully gladly accept you. The last one's not too hard to overcome. It just takes some work. So let's go to the next thing. I got to go back to this. Okay, tips. Wow, I just covered all that. See, I could just, sometimes I just end up talking and, you know, I didn't even follow my presentation here. But I'm not going to recap it because you guys got the idea. But I think I'm going to put this video out anyway. And yes, I messed up the video. I didn't read the slides the way I made them. But the information is still extremely valuable to people. That's exactly what we do. And there's no reason not to put out the video. I could spend 10, 20 minutes taking a deep breath and reshooting it, but I got to get back to running my business, and you guys have the information.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.